This town is too freaking bizarre for me.
Why do you say that?
On my way in here tonight, I saw Aquaman on Hollywood Boulevard. What the f***?
Why would Aquaman be on Hollywood Boulevard?
Well, there's a drought. I guess he's homeless.
You know, Walter, there are a lot of things to like about Los Angeles.
Like what? Traffic from hell. Highest gas prices in the country. Wildfires. Mudslides and earthquakes. Yay! I love it here! Dumb.
You ever been in an earthquake?
Does my wife falling off of the couch count? What the f***? Oh, it's you. All right.
Why are you in a bad mood already?
Well, do you know what it's like to wake up and discover that your wife of 45 years has left and isn't coming back?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither, but I can dream, can't I?
Is it really that bad?
Yes. The other day, before her birthday, she started yelling at me, "Tomorrow, I'd better see a diamond."
Oh, a diamond? What'd you do?
I took her to a baseball game.
So does your wife like Hollywood?
Yeah, but she thinks it's crazy how many folks in this town get plastic surgery.
Oh, she wouldn't do that?
Why?
Why not?
Come on, putting new headlights on a minivan doesn't make it a Corvette. Yeah, these guys know what I'm talking about. And the women who get those fake giant hoo-haws, they don't want you to miss them either.
How's that?
If you look those women in the eye when you're talking to them, they get all pissed off and they go, "Hey," and my boobs are down here.
I bet your wife likes at least a few things in L.A.
Like what?
I don't know, the Kardashians are filmed here.
I'm sorry, I threw up in my mouth a little. Kardashians. Hey, who the hell's that new tall chick? She's kind of hot. Did I miss something?
Yeah, I think so.
What the hell are you laughing at?
Walter, that's Caitlin.
Who the hell is Caitlin? Bruce has a sister?
No.
What the hell's so funny? What, is she available?
No, I don't know. Look, what does your wife watch on TV?
I don't care.
Are you guys happy?
Look at me.
But you still love her.
Yeah, of course. But like most marriages, we had been through some difficult times.
Sure.
But we stayed together because of the children.
Oh, you say your children saved your marriage.
Yeah.
Well, admittedly, a good marriage can be hard work.
Yeah, I know it can, yeah. We went to a marriage therapist one time.
Just once?
It was a therapist.
You didn't like the therapist?
Oh, no, he seemed like a good guy that after listening to my wife talk for 10 minutes, he jumped out the window.
Seriously,
absolutely, and if it wasn't for the leash around my nuts, I would have followed the guy.
Look, Walter, I know for a fact that you love your family, you still love your wife, and I think that even at this age, every once in a while, you should still try and be romantic with your wife.
Good Lord. Like how?
I don't know. Do you ever speak to your wife in a foreign language, like in French? Some women love that.
I call her a French name now and then. Oh.
Mon chéri.
Quasimodo.
So is there romance between you two?
Well, not long ago, my wife left a trail of rose petals on the floor for me.
Oh, into the bedroom?
Right out the front door.
You know, there are plenty of romantic places in this country you could go for a special time together.
Like where?
Top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, no, we tried that. A security guard took one look at her and went, "Uh-oh, King Kong is back."
See, just like that, you've been married for over 45 years. Have you ever said anything to your wife that you truly regretted?
Oh, yeah. Will you marry me? I love you. Like that.
Come Come on, when your wife is in a romantic mood, do you ever think about taking one of those little pills?
Cyanide? Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Come on, what does your wife put on when she's feeling frisky at bedtime?
Night vision goggles. Then she sneaks around the house and hunts my ass down. It is scary stuff, my friends.
When was the last time you even put your arms around your wife?
A couple weeks ago when she was choking on a piece of steak.
You see there, you gave her the Heimlich.
Yeah, I know, I was drunk. I don't know what I was thinking. I was so close.
Maybe you could do something simple like watching a movie together.
Oh no, every time we watch a movie, she falls asleep. Then the next morning, I have to drive back to the theater to pick her up and bring her home.
Have you done anything fun in town here this week?
You know I don't like getting out.
Oh, you're a little bit of a hypochondriac. Yeah, why don't you wear one of those paper masks?
Why, it's taped or it can't stop anything. I mean, hell, the Constitution is taped or it's never stopped our current administration. Just trying to get a read on the crowd tonight.
So I take it you're not exactly happy with our government right now?
Are you kidding me? Congress's approval rating is at 12%. Jokic has a higher rating than that.
So you're paying attention to the presidential candidates?
Oh, yeah.
How would you feel about a female president?
Oh, fine with me. Just whoever it is, make sure it's after she hits menopause.
Walter.
What? I was there when my wife went through it. She had been president then. Holy crap.
You realize you just offended about half the room here?
Yeah, and the other half is trying not to look at their wives and going, yeah, he's got a point.
So you told me you've been getting on the computer a lot lately.
Oh, yeah, and getting on Facebook. What?
You get on Facebook. Yeah, what do you do on Facebook?
I like getting on there and defriending everybody possible.
Why?
Just so they'll wonder what the hell they did wrong. It's funny as hell.
That's not nice.
I know if it was nice, it wouldn't be funny as hell. I did actually lose a friend on Facebook the other day without defriending him.
How's that?
Well, an old buddy of mine posted that his wife died.
Oh.
I clicked like. Then I posted, mine's still alive, sad face.
So you're getting into social networking.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I don't understand is why young couples today keep nude photos of themselves on their phones and then texting to each other. What the hell? When I was young and dating my wife, I never thought, she's so beautiful. I'm gonna marry her. The first thing I'm gonna send her is picture of my balls.
What? People ask me all the time if my show is family friendly. What am I supposed to say now?
It depends on your family.
Well, since you've gone there, do you and your wife have a decent love life?
Oh, she does things to mix it up now and then.
Really?
Yeah, she bought a pair of handcuffs.
Really?
Yeah. Like I need another reminder that I'm serving a life sentence. Handcuffs at our age. That's like 50 Shades of Old and Gray.
So is there good communication between you two?
I guess. The other night she said, your lips say no, but your eyes say yes.
What'd you say?
I have glaucoma.
So how's the actual love life?
You mean sex?
Yes.
It's always doggy style.
Walter?
Yeah, she rolls over and plays dead. Then I just lick myself and go to sleep.
I'm sorry. Walter.
Come on, good comedy is when you can paint vivid pictures in everybody's heads. That was a then. Go.
Yes, it was. Say goodnight, Walter.
Thanks, everybody. That's Walter.
How you doing, Bubba J? I'm doing pretty good. So what's been going on lately?
Well, last week I went to another NASCAR race and got pretty hammered.
Drunk again?
Oh, no, it's the same drunk. I just keep extending it. Yeah, if you're not drinking at a NASCAR race, you're not at a NASCAR race.
Where are you?
You're at golf.
And Bubba J, do you drink excessively?
I don't know what that word means.
What's the longest you've ever gone without a beer?
How long have I been out here?
Less than a minute.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you know your drinking limits?
Daily or lifetime?
How can you tell someone's lifetime limit on drinking beer?
Well, if they die when they're drinking, that was it.
What I meant was, do you know how much beer you could have before you've had too much?
I could have too much beer?
Sure, that would be fantastic. Have you ever drank as much as you wanted?
Yeah.
What happened?
You looked pretty.
Can't you have fun without beer?
Yeah, but why risk it?
I don't know. Would you rather drink beer out of a can, a bottle, or on tap?
Oh, yes, yes, and yes.
Just remember, Bubba J, you should never drink alone.
You're not fooling anybody. That's why you have us.
So your favorite time to drink is at sporting events?
Yeah, sporting events, yeah, it's good, yeah.
Do you drink beer every day?
Only on, like, days off.
Oh, you don't have a job.
Ta-da! My favorite holiday to get drunk on is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Oh, there's all the Germans.
Right. I didn't know you were Irish.
I'm not. I also get drunk on Cinco de Mayo and Martin Luther King Day, and I'm not Mexican or black.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I don't want anybody thinking I'm racist.
Why would anyone think you're racist?
Because I said Mexican. And I also said black. Sorry about that.
Bubba J, it's okay to say Mexican and black.
It is?
Sure.
Why? Because everybody here is white?
No, it's just okay to use those words.
Okay, well, thanks for keeping me real, Cracker. But I gotta do something about my gut.
Are you gonna start working out?
No, I'm gonna get a bigger shirt. Somebody told me that to stay in shape, I should get a trainer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I did it.
You did? Yeah, how's that going?
Pretty good. So far, I can sit and shake and roll over. And then I get a cookie.
So what else do you know about L.A.?
The bad traffic here reminds me of marriage.
How's that?
You're stuck in it because there was an accident. Walter told me to tell that one. That's a good one. Here's another one Walter told me. You want to hear this?
No.
Getting married is like your iTunes agreement.
How's that?
You'll have no idea what you're saying yes to, but you'll agree just so it'll shut the hell up.
So you've been to Disneyland?
Oh, I love Disneyland.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you see It's a Small World?
Is that the one where you go on a date and it turns out she's your cousin and you go, ooh, small world. Been there, done that. Hey, did you know they now sell beer at Disneyland?
I did know that. How old do you have to be to drink beer at Disneyland?
Oh, no, everything goes by height.
So you got drunk at Disneyland?
No, I stayed drunk at Disneyland.
Bubba J, that's not good.
I know, it was bad. At the arcade, I thought we were really hunting and I shot Donald Duck. He had a big one in the suit. Now he walks a little goofy. You get it? Goofy. Hey, did you know that here in L.A. last week, some guy tried to sell me a map to the stars?
Oh, did you get it?
No, I went, duh, buddy, just look up.
So, Bubba Jay, when we're in Southern California, are you ever worried about earthquakes?
No, I'm used to it. The ground is always moving when you're hammered. If it stops suddenly, that's when I fall down.
No.
Hey, do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles?
Sure, you like Walmart.
Oh, yeah. It's so convenient. Where else can you get cheeses, lad, kid?
Ooh.
Sorry, I screwed up the joke.
It's okay.
Wait a minute, you screwed up the joke. Don't make me say what I did, you did, and then make it your fault, my brain hurts now.
What were you trying to ask?
No, what were you trying to make me ask? I didn't screw this up, you did. I may be dumb, but you're helping me.
All right. You want to try that joke again?
Huh?
You want to try the joke again?
You need from the start?
Sure, just to get it right.
To redo the whole joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What's my first line? Hey, Mr. D, why are we on stage like this all the time?
This is my job.
What is this is? To stand here and talk to everybody?
That's right.
That's your job? Yeah. Don't exactly need a college education for this, do you?
Well, I graduated from college.
Oh, and now you do this?
That's right.
Well, that's a big waste of money, wasn't it? You need more education to boil an egg than you do this. Hey, can you boil an egg? Yeah, there you go. You got something to fall back on. Hey, I forgot to tell you. Walter told me I should get on Titter.
Twitter.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound as fun, does it? Hey, you know what the hardest part is about the internet for me?
What, remembering all the passwords?
Well,
we'll keep it simple. Just use the name of someone you love.
My dog?
Sure, what's your dog's name?
Dog?
Your dog's name is Dog.
Actually, it's Doug, but the U is silent. It's Italian.
Papa Jay, have you tweeted?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. It's a big room, I didn't know you know. I usually blame that on Dog. Hey, somebody told me they saw me on the internet.
Oh, have you Googled yourself?
Not in public. And not a lot.
Okay.
I can still see.
So I take it you grew up in a small town?
Yeah, pretty small.
How small?
Well, we didn't have a street light, so the hooker stood under a flashlight. I called her Everetti.
You know, Walter and I were talking about our government. Yeah, do you pay attention to politics?
Oh, yeah, pay attention to politics. Yeah, sure do. Okay.
Well, can I ask you your opinion on some current issues?
Oh, yeah, current issues, okay.
Let's talk about some things you might be familiar with.
Okay,
for example, Bubba Jay, what is your feeling on gun control?
Oh, I know this one. Oh, yeah, if you're drunk and seeing double, shoot in the middle.
So what do you think about taxing the 1%?
Oh, I don't know. I drink whole milk.
Are you familiar with the term No Child Left Behind?
I think the movie's actually called Home Alone.
So what do you think about immigration reform?
Is it bad for me to say I'm kind of on the fence on this one?
All right, what do you think about the Clintons?
My wife says I can never find it.
You know what I heard the other day? I heard that some folks get something called a coffee enema. I don't know what that is. I don't want to know what that is. And please don't let it ever show up on the menu at Starbucks. On the other hand, if you really want to pull an awesome joke when you're standing in line, secretly write it on the chalkboard menu. Then you get to the register, point to it and say, "Last time I had that one frozen." It gave my butt the shivers. I'm gonna open my own coffee place. This could be a whole new line of beverages for me. The Café Lutte. The espresso. The crattuccino. The best part of waking up is coffee in your butt.
Stop it. How long you been like this? Yes! So you're addicted to caffeine.
Duh, 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 duh.
Is there any way you can get off it?
I tried a patch. That didn't work.
Why?
I stuck it on my arm, took it off my arm, rolled it up, smoked it.
Yay!
And then I tried some kind of gum, but that didn't work.
Gum.
Because I got it mixed up with a condom, and that was a big bubble I blew right there.
You know, you lost a shoe?
No, dude. I found one.
I guess I know what we're not gonna see on TV. I'm a professional. Sorry, I just kinda got away from me there. Sorry, Peanut. Stand up. Come on, stand up. You're fine. Close your mouth. Close your mouth. Apparently they can understand you and I can't. Can you close your mouth?
Help me. The ham. What the ham? Yeah.
Oh, you want me to close your mouth?
Yeah, hold on out. Okay. What the hell is that? What, your hand?
What?
Your hand, not a
What?
Hell it! Hell your hand! See? Sorry. What did you do?
To be honest, Ahmed, I don't understand why people like you.
Oh, that's easy.
Why?
If folks had to pick between Justin Bieber, Kim Kardashian, and a dead terrorist, I win that contest hands down.
Thank you. I kill you. Thank you. I kill you.
Thank you, Achilleo.
All right, so as a terrorist, excuse me? I said, as a terrorist,
do you think just because I look like this, this automatically makes me a terrorist?
You just said you were a terrorist.
No, I didn't.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, a little bit. What?
Ahmed, that's another thing. You always say my name incorrectly. It's not Ahmed, it's Ahmed. It's so frustrating. The only folks who get my name right are Jewish guys and heavy smokers. But the best is a Jewish heavy smoker.
Ahmed. So is there an English equivalent for the name Ahmed?
Yes.
What's that?
Larry.
It's not funny!
Silence! I kill you!
I love this stuff. Yeah.
I got made fun of a lot in school for that name.
What school?
Suicide Bomber School.
Really?
And ironically, we were in District C4.
So how many teachers did you have?
Technically just one, but we went through a lot of substitutes.
And what were the substitutes like?
A little nervous.
And always young.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why are suicide bombers always young?
What, you want us to use old guys that are already almost dead? Son of a female goat. I never thought of that. Hurry this crap up. I have to go make a phone call.
So, Ahmed, why do you wear a turban? Turban. Sorry.
Yes, Jeff, a turbine. Wow, the SAT was a bitch, wasn't it? I wear a turbine because it's more powerful than a jetpack. Hey, do you know what Donald Trump and I have in common?
What's that?
We never let anyone see the real tops of our heads. What is that thing on his head?
I don't know.
If you ever meet him, you should make it talk. Wait, wait, with a Mexican accent.
So what do you think of Donald Trump?
I actually love the guy, but you think I'm crazy? That guy's bonkers. Even the ISIS guys are like, what the hell? Dude, calm down.
So I understand you flew in today?
Yes.
On a commercial airline?
Yes.
No problems?
Like what?
You know, the TSA, the x-ray machine.
You idiot. For you, it's an x-ray. For me, it's a selfie.
So are you enjoying your time here?
Oh, very much. I get recognized a lot in Hollywood. I was out in front of the theater today signing autographs. Huh. They thought I was an Olsen twin. Oh, screw you! That's a funny joke! That reminds me, did you know I have been adding to my career skills lately?
Doing what?
I am now not just a dead terrorist, I am a dead cyber terrorist.
A cyber terrorist? Don't forget to like me on Facebook. You know, Ahmed, maybe for a different line of work, you could do something that would help people.
Like what? I could answer a suicide hotline.
I'd be like, no, you're fine. Go ahead. You're good. Yep.
That's horrible. They're laughing. Not my fault.
So if you're going to be a cyber terrorist, do you have a new catchphrase besides I kill you?
Oh, yes. This is a good one. It's going to scare the crap out of you. I click you. Why are they laughing?
Because cyber terrorist makes you sound like a nerd.
Being a cyber terrorist is not easy. It takes balls. Not real ones. What are you looking at, you pervert? The hell? Yes, they're gone. I lost them in the explosion. Bye-bye, balls. But I found them again.
Yeah.
Balls don't bounce.
There they are. And you kept them.
Dude, you don't just throw away your own nuts. How the hell would that work? Hello, Salvation Army? Have I got something for you?
And what'd you do with them?
Well, I didn't. Like a keychain or something like that. Or hide it under my pillow and wait for the ball fairy. Wait, is there such a thing? How much could I get from the ball fairy? It's a matching set. In the original wrapper. Oh, man. Oh, okay, don't ask me how I carry them. I have a ball boy.
All right. You don't have them with you.
No, no, they're at home in my junk drawer.
So, Ahmed, what does a cyber terrorist actually do?
As I said before, no more killing.
You never have killed anyone.
Silence! I delete you! Woo! Is that my new phrase?
Wait a minute, how do you delete someone?
It's not as easy as you think. You first have to highlight them backstage.
But explain what a cyber terrorist actually does.
I terrorize thy computer.
Okay, but what do you think the best weapon you have is to make computers not work?
Windows Vista?
Do you send spam?
You idiot, no pork.
Oh.
That one's for all my Jewish friends out there. Yay.
Have you spread any viruses?
Well, before the explosion, I had a little itch, but it went away.
If you're a cyber terrorist, who's your biggest enemy now? The CIA, the FBI?
Siri? I asked her to search the web for booby traps, and she said, I found a number of Hooters near you. Do not worry, I will never blow up anything if I don't have my lucky charm, which I lost.
You had a lucky charm? Yeah, what was it?
I had a little camel's toe. The hell are they laughing at? What? I had a little camel toe. You used to look at it all the time. I'm not kidding. He would rub it for good luck. Seriously? Can we sell little fake ones online? Ahmed's lucky camel toe makes a great stocking stuffer. You think anybody saw that? Where is it? It's on the floor. Get it, you idiot! Get my freaking arm! Go get my arm!
Okay, no way!
What? Don't leave me here, I'll fall down.
Go with me, okay?
Okay, put it back. Okay, cut this.
Okay, sorry, I don't know how to.
Cheap construction.
All right, fine, there.
It's not funny. I kill you from here.
How would you do that?
Just throw me. Why not? You did peanut. Can you put it back?
I think. I don't know what's wrong.
Just put it there. You are so cute.
All right, I think it's good. Is it okay? Oops, sorry.
Don't touch my leg. It's not funny. Don't touch it. I can do this myself. No! It's not funny. Start laughing. Start laughing at me. This is not funny at all. This is all your fault. I kill you again. What? I can do it. Don't touch my leg. I still got it. What the hell?
You want me to fix?
Yes, fix my leg. Okay. Don't touch my wee wee.
You don't have one. It's a phantom wee wee.
His name is Robert.
Unless it's really cold, then it's Bob.
And don't make it talk.
I will. Alright. What the hell?
It's not funny at all.
Okay. But I think we're good. Alright. So now.
What the hell? How can I be naked? I feel naked. Fix all this. I'm gonna bite you to death. Not funny, not funny one bit. I kill you.
This one won't stay. I don't know where.
Take it out, I can feel that.
Wanna call it quits?
I think so.
You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Thank you, and good night.